The Rangers going for their second straight win over the Astros as the teams once again play at the Trop in St. Petersburg. All proceeds from attendance in this one going to the disaster relief efforts in Texas. We pick up the action in the fourth, Houston up 1-0, Dallas Keuchel facing Joey Gallo.
It's always tougher to be disciplined when there's that many runners on base, especially for a big RBI and power guy like Joey Gallo.
Here's the pitch, and it's low. Ball four is Keuchel can't believe it. Has a long look in at Mark Wegner, home plate umpire. Does not get the call. Just below the knees, and that is a baseless loaded walk and makes it a 1-1 ball game.
It's really unfortunate because we talked about how Wegner's been actually down for Dallas Keuchel, but he lays off this one.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Gomez, and he hits a line drive up the middle, base hit. As Springer falls down as he cuts it off. One run will score. That's Mazzara, and Beltre will follow, and it's a two-run single by Carlos Gomez, and the Rangers go up 3-1. Well, he hit that ball hard. Gomez picks up RBIs 43 and 44.
Trying to limit damage. They were trying to get in the kitchen of Carlos Gomez with a little bit of a cutter, maybe a slider.
Just didn't get all the way in there.
Yeah, just stayed on that inner third.
Keuchel folds the glove over his leg as he looks in, now straightens up. Here's the 2-2. This ball's hit well left field. Backing up on it is Fisher. He looks up and the ball's gone. Three-run shot by Mike Napoli. On a 2-2 pitch, Keuchel once again not getting that ball all the way in there. And all of a sudden, an explosion by the Rangers, and they go up 5-1. Just figuring out this big league thing so far. He'll get it. 3-2, and it's strike three called as Fisher caught looking at a good tailing fastball in the inside corner. And all six strikeouts now for Andrew Cashner have come looking. Cashner, the 2-1, gets a fastball in on Springer, pops it up right side of the infield. That's Odor. Just past the rim of the dirt, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Springer slams his bat into the ground. 1-2-3 for Cashner. We'll go to the ninth. The Rangers lead it 6-1.
The Rangers win their second straight over the Astros, taking it 8-1 and get back to an even 500 on the season. Andrew Cashner, a stellar effort, allowing just the run in 8 frames, striking out 6. Robinson Chirinos extends his hitting streak to 13 games. Elvis Andrews, 3 hits and 2 runs scored. Yuli Gurriel had to leave the game in the 5th with knee soreness. The Astros once again come up short against the Rangers. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after the game.
Yeah, no, he was really good early and then just got burned in the one inning. You know, a couple of walks, one semi-intentional pitching around Beltre, and then, you know, a couple hits here, and then a mistake to Gallo to Napoli, and it made for a big inning. You know, and when you put up a big inning like that with as well as Cashner was throwing, it was hard to overcome. You don't see that a lot out of Dallas. It's hard to get him like that. But they put up some pretty good at-bats in a row.
Did it have the feeling early of one of those 1-0, 2-1 kind of games the way both guys?
You know, I always feel like it's going to be low scoring when Dallas is pitching, at least on our side, against us. So the way he was throwing the ball, his command was really good early. The ball was on the ground a ton. He missed a few bats. I didn't really see that coming. There was a blue pit to kind of kick things off, a couple of walks, a tough walk to Gallo on a borderline pitch, and then they put up some really good swings. Gomez did, Napoli did. And made for the big inning. So the game definitely changed.
Were you hearing from the hitters that Cashner's ball was moving a lot tonight?
Yeah, the fastball was pretty good. You know, we've seen him a couple different times. I've history with him, but this is the best fastball he's had against us, just by movement and late action. Velocity was pretty good. He was able to throw some sort of low 90 fastballs for strikes and then some finished fastballs in the mid to upper 90s. And he was coming at us hard. He threw the ball in very well. We just couldn't square him up.
How's Gurriel?
He's okay. You know, he complained of some knee soreness when he was running. You could kind of see him favoring it when he got to the double, then he didn't score. Said he could continue, just a little bit of soreness. And then after the play at first base where he couldn't get to the dugout, to the pop-up, we just pulled the plug on him. So he'll be day-to-day.
So what happened on the double?
I don't have to ask him, but it's the first time I saw it, yeah.
Expect a DL stint or?
No, I don't. I don't.
At this point, DL wouldn't even make any sense with the rosters expanding, right?
Yeah, we got a couple days till we get some guys.
8-8 over the last 16. You guys are concerned about the fact that at this point you're playing 500?
Well, I'm concerned about tonight. I mean, we, you know, we've got to play a little better to get some wins. You know, we just coming off a series where we beat the Angels 2 out of 3. So I, you know, you can look back as far as you want. You look back to April 1st, and we're a pretty good team. So I think for us, we've just got to play, you know, a little cleaner. We've got to create our own big innings like we're getting created against us, and we very well can do it tomorrow.
Has it been a little more lively atmosphere than you were expecting in this?
Yeah, I think the atmosphere has been fantastic. I mean, I can't thank the fans enough in this community that came out and supported this this series, one more game tomorrow. But, it, you know, you couldn't ask for much more. This ballpark, having two teams from Texas that, you know, obviously we've got some of our fans, some of their fans are here, but mostly Rays fans, when they show those highlights at night, you kind of know where they stand. So. But really proud of these guys, for the fans to come out and give us their time.
Dallas Keuchel takes the loss, allowing 6 runs and 6 innings of work. He talked afterwards.
Lost a little bit of focus, and I think I let the 3-2 non-call to Gallo really affect me, and I felt like he had been giving me that strike all night, or the first 3 innings at least, and how quick things can turn. If you don't really keep your focus in this game, and that's what happened. Let a good team get to me a little bit, and the course of 3 or 4 pitches, scored 6 runs, and that's tough. And I had some good stuff today, so that was probably the most frustrating part about it. Cashner was on his game as well, and seems like we've had some pretty good battles lately in Texas and then here, and knew I was going to have to be on top of my game, and felt good coming out, and knew the guys were behind me, and just trying to get some wins for the city of Houston, and probably try to do too much, but then lost my focus, so that can't happen, and that's disappointing on my part. So it's a crazy game, and they got the best of me today.
2-2 to Napoli, was that just a little off for where you were trying to go?
Well, they called fastball in, and the first at bat, we had gone elevated fastball on purpose. A couple of those guys like the low balls, and if they see some spin, they're gonna spit on it and take it. So he wanted a little bit more in. I wanted it a little bit more up. Just kind of met in the middle. Wasn't a good pitch at all, and he's had some good success off me. With mistake pitches, so that's why he's got a lot of home runs in his career. He hits mistake pitches, and that was one of them.
The Astros trying to avoid the sweep on Thursday. Colin McHugh on the hill.